The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Spot rare wildlife, explore the forest, and have endless adventures together.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you. It is Monday morning, it is the, what are we on then? The 19th of June 2023 at 9:05. It's great to have your company for the next hour. We're live from Galway City, our Galway studios. It is a bright and beautiful morning in the city here today, I have to say. It was stormy enough on the way over. Yesterday evening, afternoon and evening, crossing the country and crisscrossing between showers, but nevertheless landed in beautiful Galway and the place was hopping. In every corner of every street and every bar and restaurant, and it was just great. It was like the anti-pandemic, everything back as it should be. So lots going on here at the moment. The Galway Folk Festival just came to a conclusion yesterday. I actually bumped into Sean Kane as we were leaving the car park. He was packed up with the CDs and ready to head off for the next gig. Lots of things, as you can imagine. It always is the way. It's like the festival capital of the country in many ways. Although I see in the Examiner this morning, they had a taste of the Irish Yogurt's Clonakilty Street Carnival took place in Cork over the weekend, which looked pretty spectacular, and a lovely colourful photo that's there from Andy Gibson in the Irish Examiner. So no doubt you were either at some class of sporting occasion or some class of festival. We found ourselves briefly driving through Loughrea, and we pulled into the Long Point for a little snack and a look at the revellers. And not revellers, people just enjoying picnics and a little bit of fishing there, I noticed going on. I'm obsessed with fishing. It's like a secret garden I'm not allowed into because I never have time to do it, or I never make enough time to do it. Anyway, we just might get out on the high seas today at some point, because we are also coming from Castlet tomorrow, our studio out in the wilds of Connemara, which is a very, very beautiful part of the country for me personally, because that's where I spent all my summer holidays, out near Ballynahowan and Indrevon and all these beautiful parts. So we'll take a trip out that way, through Barna and on to Spittle and out into Furbo and hopefully Rosseville and on to Catarua and all that. We might even try and visit some of the Irish colleges there. I went to Cláiste Columba back in the day, and then there was Cláiste Ciarán was across the road. That was always the one that you had to really speak Irish. I got the sort of slight softball. You know, Call Will on Shoppa was fine, but then you'd say something like Bawatlium Television. You're going to own a television. At the other college, you got kicked out for saying an English word. Got kicked out. Not, you know, you have to be so careful. And some colleges were, light touch. But either way, I had one of the most lovely summers of my life in Catarua there. And then, little did I know, many years later, when I found out a little bit more about my family, the place I was staying at, the schools, were had been run by my great-great-grandparents. Back in the late 19th century, early 20th century, amazing, School MacDara. And I have to say, I'm looking forward to visiting there again, that part of the country, in a few hours' time. Congratulations to Cavan. We're popping all over the country here this morning. Cavan golfer Leona Maguire posing with her trophy after winning her second title on the LPGA Tour, which is in Michigan. And that photo is the front of the Irish Independent. So I'm delighted for her. I have the pleasure of talking to her a couple of times, and she is just such a superstar. So well done to her. A few sort of sad heads around Galway last night after some sporting difficulties over the weekend, but we won't go into that today because we're here to celebrate all things Galway. Although I have to say, from across the world, lovely email came in from Burlington, Vermont. Has anyone been to Burlington, Vermont in their lives? And that's from Brian Holmes. Good morning, Brian Holmes, originally from North County, Dublin. He says, emailing to show my appreciation. I've been living in Burlington, Vermont in the USA, best known as the home of, well, I would say Senator Bernie Sanders, so would you. And you also add Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Anyway, for the last 6 months you're there, you're listening to the show on the podcast, which has been, he says, my main touch point with home, aside from calling my mother every weekend, of course. Anyway, it's been lovely getting a little slice of Ireland every day on my way to work at the environmental non-profit, especially one from the perspective of somebody who shares my loves of reading and history. Good. Keep up the great work. You too, Brian. And thanks for your lovely email. When we're out and about, as we are this morning in Galway, I love to hear your texts and emails from Galway people around the world who are saying, oh, I'm missing this or missing that. So do keep in touch, ryan at rte.ie, or you can text 51551. It's a little business as usual, really. Other festival over the weekend. Remember, I was telling you on Friday, if you were listening, that I was going to go to the Dalkey Book Festival and chair a debate, which I was quite nervous about, because Peter Frankopan and Nisha McSweeney and Roy Foster are extremely high wattage academics and writers and historians. But I have to say, three lovelier people you couldn't meet. And we had a lovely hour in a tent, or as they call it out there, marquee, by the sea. And spoke about on the subject why history matters, and it was just so intriguing to hear their insight and also questions from the audience. It was a lovely, nice vibe, and really enjoyed that. And the whole thing was a great success. I was there on Saturday as well to watch some different talks and see it all going on. I didn't see Tom Hanks on Friday night, but I believe that was very good. And it was, and it says here in Dublin Live that he was staying with Bono, who was also floating around. I didn't see him either, but they were all doing very successful. In fact, I was having a pint outside one of the pubs, and four guys from Spain came along and said, this was on Saturday, said, can we have a photo with you? And I said, yeah, you can. But I said, at the risk of sounding needy, why would four lads from Spain want to photograph with me? Like, yeah, you know, I'm not, you know. They said, oh no, we're here for Bono, but we watch YouTube clips of him on your television show. So because you interviewed him, we want to photograph with you. I said, okay, I think there's a compliment in there somewhere. I'll find it later, but thank you for that. And I did a photo and they're really nice. They were lovely lads, in fairness to them. So that seemed to be good. Actually, what happened on Friday, the reason I didn't go to Tom Hanks was because I went to the National Concert Hall in Dublin to see Superman, the original movie, on screen with the Irish Symphony Orchestra playing the Sig tune underneath. Now, look, if I had seen this and it was on next week, I tell you, I'd fill the place out for them, because I couldn't tell you a good night. Because it's not on again, well, maybe for a while. It was on Friday and Saturday, so this isn't a plug per se. It's more just a compliment to the Irish Symphony Orchestra, because I think I was about nine again. From the moment I sat down and the Superman came on the screen, and the Sig tune started with that dum 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 dum, and you just go, oh yes. And then the crash of the cymbals and the bassoons and the brass and the percussion and the strings, it was just like boom, it came out, it came alive every time. And then it went all calm when Lois Lane had her weird internal monologue thing they do when they're flying. And I'd quite forgotten the film, and it was glorious. And I met absolutely lovely people, from lots of kids there with their folks, from all over the country. A lot of people there on their own, just having fun, and a lot of kind of nerdy Comic-Con types who I would relate to. And we had photographs and chats in between. But gosh, it was really good. I think they're going to show, I might check it out to see, are they showing Spectre, the Bond film, there next week with the orchestra? Because if you haven't seen something like that, it was just, I felt so enriched afterwards. I loved it. Great. Loved a bit of Superman, the orchestra, watching it all combined together. It was grand, of course, that beautiful venue. So yeah, that comes with a high recommendation. College Tribune is making reference to a piece that is, of course, Kennedy related. I think I'm allowed to indulge a little on the basis that it's 60 years ago this month. So, okay, you give me one story. Okay, I'll do this in my one go. Thanks, John. I'll do one story, because I saw Theresa Mannion doing it on the, talking about it on the news last night. And so therefore, let me tell you about a documentary directed by somebody from Galway called Pamela Finn. And this documentary will be showcased at the JFK Hyannis Museum in Cape Cod. I've never been there, in Massachusetts. And indeed the Galway City Museum, which I have been to and is splendid and gets better and better. And they did a big exhibition 10 years ago on this. Anyway, it's called JFK The 3 Miles, which is the distance from his arrival to his departure. And directed by Pamela, edited by Sean Tracy, tells the story through the eyes of residents present on the day, recalling the euphoric excitement felt within the local community. And Stan Shields features, you know, Stan from the Connacht Tribune photographer, spoke to him about that myself some years ago. And so that, it looks really good. I haven't seen it. It's co-funded by Galway City Council. Well done to them. And it is going to be available to view on jfkthe3miles.com. And I took some footage of his plaque on Air Square this morning, which you can have a look at on Instagram if you wish. So that looks like a great documentary, and there's loads going on. I'm doing something in the Epic Museum next week, a big talk to mark the 60th anniversary of the president's visit to Ireland. Okay. Here's one for music festivals in the UK. They reckon that Generation Z, are now the target audience for a different type of festival, that they have a much more sober outlook. And I mean that in terms of booze. They want alcohol-free beer, more clean living atmosphere. They're called Generation Sensible. I wonder how they feel about that. A lot of them will be listening this morning, I've no doubt. As the radio tinkles away in the corner of the kitchen, and they're kind of going, what? We're not that, or we are that. But alcohol with younger groups, they're saying here, isn't necessarily seen as cool. And having a smartphone in your hand all the time, people want some element of control over how they appear. And not drinking at all, or certainly drinking less, ensures that your mistakes or your embarrassment at losing your inhibitions doesn't make it out any further. Which brings us neatly to Boris Johnson's off Christmas party. Did you see the footage of that on the news last night? Oh my goodness. And the two had the balls dancing. That really, now hang on. We've all had a go at that rubbish dancing where you think you can, when you twirl somebody just to twirl. But we didn't do it like in the middle of COVID, and that's the difference. That's why they're so goosed. But it's very, very full on footage. I thought they might pixelate their faces because they're going to be savaged in the street wherever they go about. But maybe they... And as people say, you should have thought of that. But anyway, bit of a cringe, to say the least. After up to Donegal now. We are going over with Donegal Daily reporting today. After 60 years in Irish freezers, chalk ice, no longer. Yeah, gone. The bin, the dustbin. This morning's cancellation, ladies and gentlemen. Chalk ice. Why? Hundreds have added their name to a petition calling for the return. The return, well, I wouldn't know if I'd be getting involved in a campaign. I think there are probably bigger issues to be campaigning about than return of the chalk ice. But HB say, no longer making it, no longer as popular as it once was, so people aren't buying it. And they said, we're sorry to disappoint chalk ice lovers with the discontinuation of this ice cream, but we have found that it is no longer as popular as it once was. They've got 1,200 signatures so far. Bring back the chalk ice. We were meant to go down to the prom for a walk yesterday, but we decided against because it was just a bit touch and go weather-wise. But we will go after the show this morning for a 99. The last time was the most ridiculous 99 I've ever had because the wind whipped up and poor old Jack was trying to take a picture of me holding a 99. Jack had a 99 in one hand, camera phone in the other. And most of the 99 ended up on top of him, and he looked like an enormous seagull had passed by and took offense or whatever. Either way, this is going to be a much nicer experience. Funny enough, and I was asking about, well, where should we go? I got about five different places to go for the best ice cream and going, so I'm not sure. There's a great picture of Councillor Malachy Quinn standing in the waist-deep pothole that he has come. Waist-deep. I've seen potholes in my time, but waist-deep. In the Irish Independent this morning, that's pretty intense. He's an SDLP representative. He's calling on Northern Ireland's Department for Infrastructure to find a more permanent solution. It's he branded the hole on the ferry road in Cull Island, County Tyrone, as a pot monster due to its size and potential danger. That is ferocious. Who else is in Galway today? Oscar-winning artist and, well, actor, really, J.K. Simmons was having a bite at Umbrella Tapas in the city centre, posed for a quick snap with staff member Moyes Nazir, according to Galway Bio today. He was around for the ukulele. Actually, I met a woman. She jumped out of a hotel doorway today for a photograph. She was one of the ukulele players, and she was having great fun. And Mr. Simmons is known for his roles in La La Land and Juno and Whiplash, so, for which, of course, he won an Oscar. So well done to him. So hopefully he's enjoying the highways and byways of Galway. Okay, what about this one from Laura Linnett in the Indo? Drivers might have been left spooked by the ethereal sounds of a young woman singing in a Dublin city centre car park, but the multi-story isn't haunted. So this is about Vicky Adetutu, who's 22 years old and is a parking attendant part-time. And I can see where she's coming from. She's in the Dublin's Irish Life Centre car park, and she loves singing. And the acoustics are so interesting and so becoming that she can be regularly heard singing songs from the musicals around the car park. But if you didn't know she was there, you could be a bit spooked. I can understand that too. People have come up to me, she says, and said they thought I was a ghost, which was funny. But I guess they could only hear me singing and they couldn't see me. So we have a little footage of her singing in the car park. Let's have a listen.
Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die.
Oh, that's brilliant. So good on her, Vicky. But that would freak the... That would freak me out if I was in, and I heard somebody singing in a haunting voice about never letting anyone die and crushing bones. But maybe think of a happier song to sing and then we'd be less free. But that's funny. She's practicing technically trickier elements of the songs that make up the Broadway hit shows. And her voice is so powerful, it echoes across the vast space and out on the street, stopping commuters in their tracks. And she is going to be singing some of her songs at the Summer of Soul Festival, which is in the Working Man's Club on Wellington Quay in Dublin. And it is Dublin's anti-racist and anti-fascist festival. And it is an event that Vicky helped organise. Well, I like the cut of her jib. So well done, Vicky, and keep going. Well done also from Lorna Siggins writing today, Dr. Marion Broderick, who has just retired after almost 42 years as a GP on the Aran Islands and remembers witnessing curragh crews standing up with extraordinary balance in a rolling sea to lift a patient on a stretcher over head height onto an RNLI boat, lifeboat. What a job that must have been. That was back in the day when Dr. Broderick was responsible for all three island and had to travel from Inishmore, where she was based, and onto Inishman or Inishir by lifeboat and then by curragh into the piers due to tidal constraints. Light was by paraffin lamp on Inishmore when she originally started, visited the island. It was 1975 when she was with a group of classmates studying medicine. And they imagine the treacherous on a curraghs and boats and trying to mine patients. It reminds me very quickly of a story. So Bella Dangan is where my family would have been from to a certain extent. They moved and migrated a little bit. But my grandfather was a young, plucky GP back in the 20s, Sean Tuberty, and he went down for his first day in Bella Dangan as a young doctor, the story goes. And he got to the village of Bella Dangan and he said to the doctor who was retiring the next day, he said, "Can I start tonight?" And the old doctor said, "No, you start tomorrow." And Sean Tuberty said, "Let me start tonight. I'm, you know, lean and hungry. Want to have a go?" And the old doctor said, "I need to go out to an island out here, sort out some people, and you start. You go to your lodgings and look after yourself. I'll start this tomorrow." So the old doctor went out to the island and he looked after the patients. And then he got in the boat with two boatmen. And the boat went down and they all died, all drowned. Absolutely tragic story. And it's one of those sliding door moments that if my grandfather had gone on that boat, it's kind of eerie, isn't it? And it's a true story. It's we have a newspaper account of it from the Irish Times from the 1920s, which we found so it wasn't apocryphal, but it's quite extraordinary. The things that those doctors, and not just doctors, of course, everyone on the islands. It's a treacherous lifestyle sometimes, but a very beautiful one. From my experience of being around those gorgeous islands on the west. Anyway, good morning from Susan. "My daughter Grace Mulligan from Waterford met you yesterday. She's in Lurgan for 3 weeks and she got a fabulous photo and was completely thrilled. She said he was so cool and so nice." Ryanair legend. Yeah, okay, thanks. I've got to read all that again. Oscar Elgin now. But Lurgan, I met all those amazing young students and they were so, Susan, they were really polite and really lovely. So that was great. "Ryan, as a Galway girl, happily now living in lovely Liscannor in County Clare, Galway will always be in my heart. There's absolutely nothing more magical than a summer stroll down High Street and Quay Street, sitting outside Nocton's and watching the world go by for a few hours. Galway has it all, the people, the buzz and the location. Enjoy it all," says Katrina. Well, that's why I keep coming back, but you're quite right. "My language journey," well, there we are, "and it really took off in 1978, says another, "when I attended Coláiste de Chumas. Please visit an amazing facility where people are encouraged and inspired. They're in Rosseville." Oh, we could be passing by there, actually. "And Tulloch and Camas. Check out Pota Cafe when you're there." Amazing. Rory says, "I saw Psycho as a Halloween special at the National Concert Hall." Well, that's it. Well, imagine the strings for Psycho. That would be beautiful. "The orchestra seemed to enjoy it more than us, almost standing up out of their seats for the classic scene with all the amazing strings and the soundtrack. What a rush. Hope they do Predator someday." Yeah, that's some original soundtrack, good man. "Since you're in Galway, check out Galway band New Dad, who just finished supporting Paolo Nutini. Good on them, on his Irish tour. Maybe even play their latest single called Break In." Okay, what's it called? New Dad. That's New Dad's appropriate after Father's Day yesterday. I hope everyone had a nice day and a beautiful moments with their children. Our guest this morning, we're going to introduce you to in a few minutes' time, is Professor Michael Kieran, and I had the pleasure of meeting Michael at an event out at the Galway Racecourse, which Sinead Cassidy, who was moderating a talk, she was interviewing me on stage and about life and times some time ago. And I said to him, I'd love to talk to you at greater length sometime. So he agreed to join us live in studio this morning here in Galway. He is Professor of Surgery at University of Galway, Research Director of National Breast Cancer Research Institute, and has got so much to say about so many things that have touched a lot of your lives, I've no doubt. So stay tuned for that. But now, at 9:24 this Monday morning, live from Galway, we're going to start musically here. All right. Womack and Womack, great little tune there. Starting off this Monday morning here, we're live from Galway. I watched the first Black Mirror, my first of the new season last night, which was, I can't remember now, but anyway, it was okay. It was a little bit disappointing, but one of the guys was trying to watch it over the weekend on Netflix, and they were told, no, you can't piggyback on the accounts anymore. That day is done. So I think they're catching on to a bit of that. Something is awful. Angela is awful, I think it is. Anyway, flash flooding, I should mention quickly, anyone whose businesses were upset by that, and Kerry, I hope you're doing okay this morning. That was horrible. I saw you again on the news last night. I saw you, a lot of people in businesses just in cinema and clothes shops and just trying to pick stuff out of the water. It just must be pretty unpleasant experience. Passed Charlie Burns' bookshop yesterday. Of course, it's a phenomenal bookshop. Let's face it; it's a really important piece of bookshop history, living history. It's a great shop, and the Laureate in the Nogue, Patricia Ford, is launching her new book there tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Girl Who Fell to Earth. So good luck. Joan is awful. Where did I get Angela? God, I hope not. I don't know anyone who called Angela would be upset now that I just said Angela is awful. I don't even know. Well, I know a couple of Angelas and they're lovely, but Joan is awful. Don't know too many Joans. Anyway, Joan is awful in the name of the program, and they probably got it right. It was trying too hard to be too clever sometimes, and it just didn't really work. But look, good luck to Patricia Ford and our friends at Little Island with their launch of that new book, and good luck as Laureate Nanogue in general. Maura says, I'm sitting in Dublin wishing I was on the road driving past the turn for Silver Strand onto Barna, into Inchbadale and onwards on that long road towards Nkarharua. Before that, I'd love to walk down Key Street and have lunch outside and stroll towards the Cladda. If I was lucky enough, I'd continue walking along the coast to Salt Hill. Oh, you've got it bad. You know, I know exactly what you've got. You've got that thing where you're in Dublin. You're just going, I need to be in the West now, immediately. You either have it or you don't. Some people have Kerry or Donegal, and they're beautiful too. But you have a bad mark. You got to get that sorted. Talking of 99s reminds me of my dear old dad. Says, text who sadly passed away. Murray's Pink and Whites were famous in the 80s and 90s. Spent many of the summer chained to the cone machine. Hot, tiring days, but fond memories. Good morning, says Sue Bram. Listening, as always, to your morning programme. How lovely to hear you in Galway. Looking forward to getting home to my college, in my cottage in Ballynahoun, you lucky thing, in July. What a wonderful place the west of Ireland is. Magic. Congrats to Maynooth University Choir, who performed last night at the St. Paul's Anglican Church in Valletta in Malta. They were wonderful. Kind regards. So they're all... that sounds like... a great result all round for you guys. So well done. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll return with our guest this morning. We'll see you after this.